Disney podcast.
Clásicos de para todos mi atroji a Vale Portos. Scorchio.
We'll be right back.
Hello and welcome to PCP. It's PCP 574. It's me, P. Kogel, back with another podcast of weird and wonderful music from all over the world. We began with Yayo. You can find them at facebook.com/YayoMuzika. That's M-U-Z-I-K-A. They're from Kiev in Ukraine. They're a three-piece. And I picked that up at UV Recordings at uvrecordings.com. It's one of their tracks on a UV Recordings best of. I think it's number 7 in the collection of theirs. Well, the good it was too. And then after that, we had Bloc del Sur from Argentina. That was a track called Giro. You can find them at sangda.com/Bloc del Sur. That's B-L-O-Q-U-E. That's Bloc del Sur, D-E-L-S-U-R. And that's from Pakapi Records at Pakapi Records. P-A-K-A-P-I records.bandcamp.com. Marvellous stuff it was. Well, the rain from last week seems to have gone, and we're back to the hottest day of the year again, which is to be every day until the next one. The morning's at least 30 degrees out there, which is pretty hot for the UK, and I think it's even hotter in other places, so I'd say it's a pretty impressive and oppressive day. I'm hidden doors, got all the blinds drawn, the curtains drawn, trying to keep the place cool. Outside it is burning. But it must be like that in Argentina, which is where Bloc del Sur came from. In fact, also where our next artist come from. This is Os Parpados. That's O-S Parpados, P-A-R-P-A-D-O-S. And that comes from an album on Minima Discos. And the track is called Bisonte.
Pete Kogel.
Anything can happen.
I'm
Two more great tracks there for you. The first of which was Bisonte, or Bisonte, not quite sure how you pronounce it, from Os Papados. Comes from an album called Cosa Que No Sabe Nani. Don't know what that means. I've translated it either. But that's on Minima Discos at minimadiscos.com.ar from Argentina. And then we had a very, very, very early track from the Reformation album, or Reformation album, from 1998, from Secret Archives of the Vatican. It's the first one when Louis joined the band. So very, very early stuff, but you can tell it was them, and you can tell how influential and how forward-thinking they were just by listening to that. 1998, yes, yes, a long time ago, and it's some stuff now that you look, listen to it, you go, yeah, that could be yesterday. That was a track called Giant Stomping. You can find them at Secret Archives of the Vatican.bandcamp.com, or of course at brokendrumrecords.com, from the Crocs in England. Moving on, Ima Bia Riva by Yoldrum is next.
To the motherfucking dad. rave it till the motherfucking day I die. Finally, a tool that can really get the job done.
PC Podcast.
Cleans your balls.
Immer mehr, weiß nicht, was es soll. Wo ist der Plan? Immer mehr.
two more tracks there for you. The first of which was Ima Biareva by Yiltron. That was the DJ Shamamura and Mitomoro remix. You can find him at, or find Yiltron at soundcloud.com /Yiltron, Yultron, from Los Angeles in the US, and I picked it up at SoundCloud. And then after that, we went and saw some new, listened to some new by the Drogon Boys. And that can be found at drogonboys.de. That's Drogen. That's Drogon. And then boys is Bowys.de. Track was called Immer Mehr, which is Always More. They're from Betzendorf in Germany, and I picked that up at Bandcamp. Now, something from the late lamented Brio Kids is not there anymore, but this track still does exist. I picked it up from one of my collections, looking back through my old stuff, and I found this. This is Dixie Farm Road by Iku. We'll be right back.
Pete Cogle.
Once is enough.
We'll be right back.
Two more tracks there, the first of which was Dixie Farm Road by Iku. You can find Iku at iku.bandcamp.com, that's I-C-K-O-O, from Huntington Beach in the US, and that was sadly lamented, but still available in some places, for example SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/BrioKids. Right, and the track after that we had was How I Faked the Moon Landing by Silent Forum, from Cardiff and Wales, of course. Now, that's from a new album, which they're working on. I gather today they're actually in the studio at this very moment as I'm recording this. That's the first track that's coming out from the album. And if you have spotted the fact that I've been playing Silent Forum for a while, you will know that they used to be called How I Faked the Moon Landings. So the track is called How I Faked the Moon Landing by Silent Forum. Serendipity, somewhat planned, I think. Very probably indeed. Let's move on. The next track is by Mr. Hoosteen, and he can be found at mrhoosteen.bandcamp.com. He comes from New York in the US, and his track is called Venus.
Let's go mental, ho, ho. Let's go mental, ho, ho. Oh, let's keep down.
Two more tracks, the first of which was Venus by Mr. Houston. You can find Mr. Houston at mrhoustein.bandcamp.com from New York in the US. That's from Omeac, or O-M-E-A-C, from the latest collection, which of course features me at the start. Very odd, but there you go. Omeac, O-M-E-A-C.bandcamp.com, as we found that. And then after that, something from Zap Records. At zaprecords.bandcamp.com. Out of Glasgow in Scotland, that was Rodent Emporium, and a track called Let's Go Mental. Next track is Substation 11B by Subset.
We'll be right back. Pete Cogle.
Show me a man with some Bruno in his pipe, and I'll show him my unwavering credulity.
First of those next two tracks was Substation 11B by Subset. You can find Subset at subset.com.au, based out of Brisbane, Australia, though apparently originally from New Zealand, and that's available at the dubfactory.bandcamp.com. And after that we had Hitchcock's Fantasy by PZA or PZA, and you can find him at pza420.bandcamp.com. Not quite sure where that comes from, but he or she is from Fayetteville in Arkansas, and that's picked up at Bandcamp. Right, it's got one track left. I will leave you with an edit of something like a 19 or 20 minute long track. I've edited it down a little bit. This is Bitladen. You can find Bitladen at bitladen.bandcamp.com from Madrid in Spain. Pick this up from Bandcamp, and the track is called Hard Shit, and it is a bit of an edit, but it is not a very faithful edit, because the actual track is in lots of different pieces. So if you like, this is the first movement. This is Pete Cogle. This has been PCP 574. I might take a week off next week, we'll see how it goes, but if I get some good stuff, I'll come back with some great music. If not, well, you can just choose from another 573 podcasts to get your teeth into, or get your ears into, as it were. Yes, okay. See you soon, folks.
Pete Cogle.
Once a week's enough for any man.